Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. That ageism guy from yesterday didn't cancel me yet. Whew. Jimmy Kimmel commented on the Ukrainian situation. Even famously neutral Switzerland is taking action against Russia. Switzerland, the people who never take a side, are taking a side. Colbert, Switzerland has a knife out for Russia. Since it's a Swiss knife, it comes with little scissors, toothpick, and a corkscrew. Cute joke. I'm smiling as I read it. Trevor Noah, whose father is Swiss-German, by the way. The Swiss don't get involved in war. They don't get involved in alliances. My dad didn't get involved in my life. I would ask him to hug me, and he'd tell me his official policy was to stay neutral. Kimmel, the Swiss president, said Russia's attack cannot be accepted regarding international law. This cannot be accepted politically, and this cannot be accepted morally. And these are the people that gave Hitler a safe deposit box. Colbert, this is Switzerland, who I may remind you didn't take a side when it came to Hitler, but they looked at Russia and said, you've gone too far. Colbert, this is like the Dalai Lama grabbing a buck knife and an AK and screaming, kill them all, let the Buddha sort them out. Corden, imagine being sanctioned by a country that's been neutral for hundreds of years. It would be like Tom Hanks telling a child to go F himself. Kimmel, they have frozen Russian assets and closed Swiss airspace, which is helpful. Not only is Putin in hot water, he's in hot chocolate too. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible joke, Jimmy Kimmel. Come to my house. I'll explain to you how bad that joke is. How did that make the monologue? So to recap, Russia's now lost the Taliban and the Swiss. The most and least violent people in the world are united against Russia. Comedian T.K. Kirkland has valued T.I.'s comedy routine at $2 million and says life's not fair. Kirkland was on Vlad TV and said T.I., because he's a phenomenal rapper, will sell out every comedy club in America because he's T.I., and he'll make $70,000, $80,000 on the weekends just because he's T.I. Life's not fair. But if he stays with it, guess what? He could probably become really decent in 7, 8, 9 years because all it takes is practice. He's got a great stage presence about him. Is T.I. going to put 9 years into comedy? He's been around comedy for a minute. I know him very well, so he could probably pull it off. But right now, he could probably make $1 million, $2 million this year, not even be good. I'll interject. Why doesn't he just pantomime the Donald Trump videos on TikTok? You can get a Netflix special. CBS will give you a sitcom. You can host Jimmy Kimmel's show. I digress. T.I.'s fan base in the rap world would come to see him do stand-up and support him. That is true. Remember, Godfrey was upset that T.I. was on the stage? T.I. commented, had you taken the time to come to the stage, you would have heard in my set, I said, I'm not a comedian. I'm a superstar. There's a difference. Love it. Personally, I think it's great T.I.'s doing comedy. From the post-millennial, your home for comedy news, Joe Rogan slammed Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation. Oh no, now what? For rapidly buying up farmland across the U.S., as well as for Gates' health initiatives. Rogan was incredulous as to how a man in such obviously poor health can give advice on how to be healthy. I'm getting a note from the Daily Comedy News lawyers here. I have no idea how healthy Bill Gates is or not. That is Joe Rogan's opinion that he is obviously not healthy. I don't think so. I think it's quite possible that Bill Gates is the healthiest man on the world, and I encourage him to sponsor my show. Apparently what set Rogan off was Bill Gates was arguing in favor of synthetic beef. It looks like Gates said you can get used to the taste difference of synthetic beef. Rogan said, the thing is, he keeps saying that we've got to eat less meat. We got to cut our consumption of meat to be healthy, and we're going to get used to these meat alternatives. When a guy like that says it, I'm like, are you making money because of this? Like, why are you saying that? And by the way, you look like S. If you're eating those plant-based burgers or whatever the F you're doing, you're obese. The post-millennial article then takes the time to point out that Rogan is 54, eats a very carnivorous diet, and is in noticeably excellent physical condition. My lawyers are telling me that is the opinion of the millennial. For all I know, Joe Rogan is not in good condition at all. I'll leave that to the experts. I have no expertise in Joe Rogan's condition. Rogan quoted Gates, who apparently said, I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. Back to Rogan. A guy like that telling people about, he's got these breasts and this gut. And I'm like, this is crazy. You're one of the richest guys on Earth. You have access to the best nutrients. You could have an amazing trainer. You could be in phenomenal shape. And you're giving out public health advice. And you're sick. Yeah, Joe, I hate when people give out public health advice and might not have any expertise in the subject. Hate those people. Rogan continued, it's literally like a non-athlete trying to coach professionals. Like, what the F are you talking about? How are you giving any health advice when you look like that? Your health is pee-pee poor. I cleaned that up a little. Whew, now the Rogan people are going to come after me and the Aegis guy. Whew. Just make sure you download it, folks. I get paid for the ads. Chelsea Handler talked to the Calgary Herald. If Chelsea Handler's fame has led to a loss of privacy, she certainly doesn't complain about it as much as some of her fellow celebrities do. She said, I think that was my goal as a young person. I wanted to be seen. I wanted to be heard. I likewise feel that way about people wanting to be seen and wanting to be heard. I don't have a problem being in the public eye or being written about. Nobody's exposing anything that I haven't exposed about myself. Her current tour is post-therapy, post-COVID. It starts out with COVID and all the ridiculousness we've all experienced. It's a very important time to make fun of how we all behave. She talked about when her sister, two grown nieces, and nephew, quote, invaded her spacious LA home during the pandemic. It was a real slap in the face, so I had to deal with that. I actually sold my house right after they moved out, so I'd never have that situation happen to me again, and I bought a new house with zero guest rooms. The guest stayed for 3 months, which Handler says was more than enough time for her to make new material out of that. It was brutal. It was my sister, so I had to say yes. But I got the sense right away the difference between boys and girls and the space that men take up and the space that women take up and the conversation we've been having the last couple of years started to become very clear. I always thought of my nephew as someone who was woke, progressive, liberal, and all those things. But there's something innately in men where they feel like they have more space to take up. So there's a lot about that and my awakening to that. It's a jumping off point in the show. And then there's everything that's happening in my life. There's a lot of Canadian stuff in there because I spent a good portion of quarantine in Whistler. I have a question. How did she get into Canada during the pandemic? Wikipedia says Chelsea Handler was born in Livingston, New Jersey, right down the road from me. Canada wouldn't let me in. Should we investigate? Should we cancel Chelsea Handler for her international crossing? She adds, I don't think there's any restraints on comedy. If all you have to do is not be sexist and not be racist, it's not that difficult. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by my other podcast. It's called Travel Is Back. Every week, I tell you somewhere I've been and what you should do when you go there. This week is Barcelona, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Absolutely loved my time there. Travels Back is about to get a lot better. I'm in the process of processing the episodes from my recent trip to Las Vegas, where I hit a bunch of different very scenic locales, Death Valley, Zion National Park, Hoover Dam, and I brought the recorder with me. So that show is getting closer to the true vision of the show, which was me going someplace and telling you about it. Because of the pandemic, I wasn't able to sneak into Canada, so I had to record these things from my basement and just do them off memories. But the upcoming episodes, I think there's two more of the basement batch, and then we'll start to get outside on set. So that's called Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows. The newest member of the MacPack is Henry Winkler. If you're new to the show, the MacPack are my celebrity crush friends that I would have. Like, it's like Johnny Mac entourage. I would hang out with Michael Chiklis, Keegan-Michael Key, Andy Samberg, and now Henry Winkler is in the MacPack. He's going to star in the new comedy Chanshi, Chanshi, an Israeli-U.S. crossover. According to Deadline, the show revolves around Chanshi, a young religious girl from the Jewish community in Brooklyn who decides to disobey her family and immigrate to Israel just before her wedding. Winkler will portray Teddy, Chanshi's father, whose anxieties grow out of control as he demands that his daughter return home. They don't have a U.S. distributor yet, but they're working on it. British comedian London Hughes, you know her from her Netflix special back in 2020. She's working on a new film, an untitled comedy film. Hughes will play a woman who's transported to 19th century England, where she becomes entangled in and upends the love affairs of the community with her modern sensibilities. That sounds like a good time. The TSC Alliance has announced Carolyn Ray will headline their 20th anniversary Comedy for a Cure on April 3rd. Colin Jost will headline the 22nd annual comedy fundraiser for Cancer Support Community Indiana. That's on June 4th. Jost's wife, Scarlett Johansson, has officially launched her clean skincare line. It's called The Outset. And to get comedy podcasts to talk about it, she revealed that her husband, Colin Jost, was very involved in the product testing. Scarlett says, he's the first partner I've ever had that uses an eye cream. Johansson asked Jost to try out a mask she was thinking about adding to the line, but failed to mention an important detail. Scarlett said, I forgot to tell Colin it was self-warming, and he thought he was having a really crazy allergic reaction to it. He was like, It's spread and it's melting off my face. He was completely freaking out. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. Twitter, at DCN Pod, because the guy who has at Daily Comedy News tweeted once, and God help you if Twitter will respond to your request to hand it over. Instagram is a proper at Daily Comedy News. So is the subreddit. And the Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. Normal episode tomorrow. See you then.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.